peace and light to everybody worldwide. And greetings to all of my kings, queens, and always to those in between. Happy New Year, my beautiful, sweet babies. Let me take this time to reintroduce myself at the top of this brand new, beautiful year. I am Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Big Brother Auntie, also known as the soprano with the Adam's apple, also known as Pastor Get Right on a juicy Friday night. So yes, the rumors are true. Sugar is here to guide you through this brand new year we call 2022. Well, it looks like you once again dialed into the sweet heat sounds of the Sugar Service. For those joining us for the very first time, this is a safe space. You hear me? A safe space where we share a word if you're feeling the blues, tap in with the world with some views on the news, and maybe somebody major will come along and hang because, you know, Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. But before we get into all of that deliciousness, let's clear our hearts and minds because it's time for the Word of the Week.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, this is the first word of this brand new year, so listen up and listen up close. While we are all excited about all the resolutions that we declared over our lives this year, allow this word to serve as a friendly reminder that real change in your life happens when you apply pressure. Yes, pressure. Every goal you set for yourself will not be completed without action towards it. Let me repeat this for anybody that just turned the volume down on me. Every goal you have set for yourself will not be completed without action towards it. Even the blessings over your life don't just appear out of nowhere. There is always an action that fuels it into manifestation. Where is the action behind your vision? This could be your year of the turnaround. We are already 7 days into this brand new year. All those declarations that you already said over your life, what are you doing about it? Once again, every goal you set for yourself will not be completed without action towards it. Last year's setback wasn't your setback. It was your setup for your comeback. And most importantly, when you finally come out of that dark place that you're in, please make sure you leave the light on for a friend. Disperse this word all over your new year and watch how your actions manifest. Ashe, ashe, and ashe. Wow, I think that word was really just for me, y'all, honestly, but all right, I'm ready. Let's hit the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, let's see what we have here. Jada Pinkett Smith is now bringing awareness to alopecia because she's turning her newfound scar on her head into a crown. I see you, girl. I heard there was a global shortage of champagne this New Year's Eve. I guess not in the hood, because the homies are still drinking that other drink, you heard? Not me, though. But at least everybody made it to 2022 in one piece. One more thing before I go. Please, please, please do you, me, and everybody a favor and stop buying tickets to this Omarion variant fucking concert tour or whatever the fuck is going on, even though, yes, I'm sorry, let me clear that up. Omarion already made a statement that we need to stop saying his name as the variant, even though his name is kind of the variant, but let me make my point. My point is, please, get vaxxed, wear a mask, be safe. We need you out here, you heard?
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame, presenting local legends,
icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community. All right, my beautiful people, this is the part of the show where we honor some of the local movers and shakers our community has to offer. Because to us, they are our superheroes. You heard? Big time superheroes. Today's local hero is every smoke shop that has ever opened up across this whole nation within the last 5 years. There is now a safe haven for Backwoods, Rolling Papers, Vape Pods, Fronto, and every inappropriate Bob Marley merch that you could ever imagine. Located on nearly every block in NYC and all across this entire nation, our beloved smoke shops, you are our local hero of the week. Thanks for everything that you do. Wow, you guys, I am so excited. This is crazy. I'm standing in the presence of royalty right now. I'm gagging. My pores are gagging. My face is gagging. I'm standing in front of Beat Royalty, Mother MUA. And I can say that because she's ours. Like, she is ours, and we are proud of her. Mother MUA, Miss Raisa Flowers.
Hi.
Hey, Ra.
What's up? How was your day?
Bitch, how was your day? Like,
I mean, it's
my day was good.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming to the Sugar Service.
Thank you.
I have a radio show.
Yeah, I know. I've heard a lot of episodes.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, we've been trying to get you online for a long time, but you know, you all across the globe beating bitches' faces left and right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, you know, I love to beat a face.
Raisa, you came a very long way. And I'm saying that because we met you so young. And when I say we, I mean the community, you guys. Raisa is like our daughter. She is like the best niece ever. Like, Raisa wasn't always a makeup artist. And yes, I'll let her tell her story. But like, we all knew Raisa from many different aspects of life. At night, during the day, at dinner, who knows? But Raisa was like already lit before she decided to like take up her like now art, which I'm so proud of her for, I'm crying. We're so happy for you.
Thank you.
We're so happy for you. I mean, you really are representing the girls. Like, you are representing the girls. And you know what's crazy? You never said that you wanted to do makeup.
I did,
kind of. Right, so you never said that. Well, maybe because we were in the club.
We were in the club. I didn't want to talk about it in the club. You know, the club setting is a little awkward for that conversation.
Yeah. But you really, you actually, started painting. And, in a serious kind of paint. Like, it's an art form. Like, what made you want to be a makeup artist? Or just an artist in general? Because I feel like you draw, too. The way you be, color correcting, it's more than just makeup. Like, I've learned so much makeup tutorials just from you. Like, if you guys saw our text threads, it literally is just products that I'm supposed to buy.
Yeah.
Because Raisa is just knows. It's more to you just painting. It's a whole code that you know. When did you decide to make this your thing?
I started doing makeup really young, 13. I was really into it, but then I wanted to be a fashion designer. I'm not a fashion designer.
I can see you going there, actually.
Yeah, I might. The brands need to pull up. Let's do a collab. But when I was a bit older, I had lost my job. This was 2014, and I was damn, I do makeup, but how I'm gonna pull this off to my dad? He's Caribbean. He's ugh, you want to do something again?
Right, right.
And I'm just well, I want to go to this makeup course with Priscilla Una, who is Rihanna's makeup artist.
Shout out to Priscilla. We love Priscilla.
Yeah, we love her. And they were my dad was you gonna do it again? I was I'm serious. I promise. I'm gonna make you proud. And then after that, I started going up. I mean, obviously, I started with the bare minimum, not getting paid, doing stuff for free, doing all this work that was sometimes a stretch.
Oh, could you say that again?
Wow, Siri just went off on you. I'm sorry. Let me put my Apple Watch away. I'm sorry. But getting paid the bare minimum or nothing in the beginning. I mean, that's for all of us. That's just what it takes to be an actual artist to like invest in yourself. So you knew that already from experience to like invest in yourself early, which is fab. So you set yourself up right.
Yeah. I was just like, and I was always into art. Like you said, I've been artsy since I was like really young. I always wanted to draw, be in my little books. All my notebooks had like some type of drawing or flowers or something in it. So I think I really got that from, you know, just, and also I watched a lot of YouTube videos. When I was coming up, I was super young. YouTube was becoming a thing, especially for makeup.
Oh, wow. So you watched the whole lifespan of like makeup tutorials. Oh, my God, on YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. My goddaughter is insane with the makeup tutorials on YouTube. Like, it's insane.
I love them. Yeah. I still watch some of them today. That's now. Cool. I hate the music in the background because, you know, you can't use people's like actual music, but it's cute to like watch.
I love when
the
they
tutorials.
Say, I do not own the rights to this music.
Exactly, that'd be their intro.
You know, that's really cute. Wait, okay, so then makeup. All right, so then when did it become like actually official? Like after you studied under Priscilla, after you, you know, started doing a few jobs, like when did you finally put your foot down and say, you know what, my name is Raissa and I'm tired of the girls disrespecting me and I have an actual gift and a talent and I know that I'm important. I'm putting my foot down. Y'all are going to respect me. Like, when did that transition happen?
I feel like just a few years ago, maybe like 4 years ago,
cool.
Because, you know, I was in a club for a long time. You seen me on the dance floor a bunch of times, but it's like during that time I was so obsessed with like going out and doing my thing. I kind of like didn't really care about doing makeup. I cared.
But you know what? Now that I think about it, sorry to cut you off. You were your model back then, now that I think about it. Because Raissa never came outside normal.
No.
And I mean, never came outside normal. So you were already like dolled up, already using yourself as like a model throughout all those times in the club. So you was already preparing yourself.
I was, to be honest. That was my way of expressing myself, the way I wanted to express myself, aside from just doing clients, I feel like, because not everyone's like into that type of vibe, but I was really into it and, you know, it came out in the club and I feel like after I finished like, you know, wrapping that up a bit, because I still did party after, I was like, this is what I want to do. I'm going to charge this. I need to know my worth. Obviously, in the last year, that has like, you know, went to another level.
Amen.
You know, the girls can't afford me, but it's okay. But yeah, I feel like I became really passionate about it, like, in the last few years, maybe about 5-6 years.
And it really shows. And I think you set a standard also, because now people are looking up to you for those tutorials. And, like, you set a standard where, like, yeah, I'm a girl from Brooklyn, a Banji girl also, who, like, started doing what I want, and now I'm setting the table for myself. And it's, like, as a makeup artist, you know, like, in the industry, we don't get to talk about makeup artists as much as we should. You know, besides Priscilla and Pat, who's mother.
Yeah, top
and
level.
Top level Pat. And Ree, I'm just going to give it to Ree too. Ree, Pat, and Priscilla. Besides those girls, the rest of them are grannies. So it's like, I respect them all. Worked with a lot of them, but they grannies. And it's like, you represent the new generation of makeup artists, which is beautiful because you look like me. And you look like a lot of girls who want to do it. So this is crazy.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Well, I'm actually from Mount Vernon.
Wow, not clearing it up. Fine.
I gotta clear
it
up.
Every time somebody's not from Brooklyn, they want to clear it up.
I gotta clear it up. But I love Brooklyn and I live in Brooklyn.
All right, Mount Vernon.
I rep for the Brooklyn girls. You know I'm here. Shout out to Mount Vernon. Close to Yonkers. You know what it is.
All right, but yeah. Okay, so what's next for you though?
What's next for me? I feel like I gotta put a lot more work in. Not too much, but a lot more. I'm not gonna over, you know, we as artists, we like to overwork ourselves. But I wanna like do everything with like intention and integrity, what I do. And so I have a lot more work that I wanna do and just levels of work that I wanna do with different people. And I really want, I will see myself go there actually. And that's like, I'm not going to say, like, I want to go there. I will be there.
So, you will be there.
So that's one thing. And, you know, possibly a cosmetics moment at this some is what, point.
That was going to be another question of mine. But give me 1 second. I think I got to pay a bill real quick. We'll be right back, you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
All right, I'm back with another question. Cosmetics. Let's talk about it because all my friends are popping. I say this all the time, and I'm glad to be a part of history with all my friends who are doing it, but we're not going to live forever. So I feel like it's time for all of my friends to also have something tangible, including myself, just to have something tangible that's going to live on forever. And in your case, as a makeup artist, this may be cosmetics and products. So my question is, when are the girls getting products? Because I can go on my purse right now and pull out my lip gloss that has a tape on it that says Raisa. Okay? The girls
from
don't
the
know
shoe.
That. Mind you, and I've been to other shoes and they were like, wait, what's that? I was like, yeah, it's a Raisa lip gloss. So my question is, I'm sure products is in your dreams, but is it in the near future for us?
Not right now.
Yes, it is. Well, don't say it, that. Yes,
I mean, in general, like talks, not right now, but coming soon.
Definitely
pending. I'm gonna give, you know, a cosmetic moment. I do want to start off maybe with the eyeshadow palette.
Oh, cool.
Or something.
Is that like a thing? Like, do makeup artists like have to start in a specific area?
No,
you
don't have
start
to start
off in a shadow.
I just want to do a shadow moment.
Why?
Like a really cool, because I like funky makeup. Yeah. I don't wear it that much anymore because I'm like tired. I'm getting older. I just want to put a little foundation on and go.
Right.
But now it's like, I want to experiment with something with the eyes and maybe a little lip moment. You know, I love a glossy lip. Mm-hmm. I know
I love a glossy lip.
Something you can put on the lip and the eye.
Yeah, that's what I'm
know?
Saying. Like, I need a Raisa lip on sale right now at Sephora.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Hopefully somebody listening to this, all the sugar daddies that listen to me on Fridays here at the Sugar Service, hit me up because I have a project for you.
Exactly.
Cute. All right. And my next question is, have you found it difficult in the fashion industry to be your complete honest self while working in makeup?
Yes.
Wow.
I feel like.
Okay. Well, if yes, have you found it different in like maybe the music industry or working with like a solo artist? Let's say this. All right. If we compared you working with like just like an artist as a client on a shoot, as opposed to you working for a fashion editorial or a fashion show, is it completely different for you as a makeup artist or is it the same?
No, it's different. Because you're dealing with also one person who's like, I feel like musicians, actors, actresses, people in general who are a personality are a little more difficult to work with in some aspects. Not all the time is the case, but they know what they want. They know the vision. Unless you're coming with a clear, clear vision, they just want to start over type of thing. I feel like it can be really a lot, and it takes a certain person to do it, definitely, because you have to deal with someone on an intimate level and just do that rather than like fashion. It can feel personal at times, but you try not to. You try to like take that out of your mind, especially when you're working with a brand or you don't get a job or you do get a job. It's just like, you know, it's a lot of politics as well.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, I forgot to mention, in fashion, you don't just work as a makeup artist for the client, but you also key fashion shows and you key fashion events. And that's actually a bigger conversation because that brings us into you being a leader who's also, you know, going out with a full makeup team, you know. I've been in this experience with Raisa. You guys got to hear her and her team. It's the best thing ever. Like, just a lot of screams of Raisa, name of Raisa going around the room, checking everyone's face out is a really, really good time. Like, I love that look on you. Like,
thank you.
We need
thank
to record you. A show with you just walking around like, yeah, a little bit more lip, a little more shadow. I love that.
Yeah.
Do you ever get good feedback from your team from like after the shows? Because I know you rotate the same people, but you also add new people also, right?
Yeah, I do.
Do you only get good feedback?
I get good feedback always. I feel like everyone's like, you know, inspired by what I'm doing in the room, especially like at my age. And I'm not going to say my age, but, you know, I'm young.
She's young.
But, you know, just the way I tell people to be confident in what you're doing. And that's how you get people to really like
Definitely.
Be into you as a person and your work. Like, if you just be a confident person, it's obviously people are going to see it. And I feel like the younger people or just people in general I work with, because not everyone who assists me is younger than me. There's some people that are older and they
That's cool.
Yeah, I love it.
That's actually really cool.
Yeah, I love it. Like, some of my assistants are older than me. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
And you learn from them.
Yeah, I learned from them as well. They teach me things. I feel like I'm always learning. I'm leaving my mind open. That's like great. A lot of people, they don't want to learn. They feel like they know it all. And that's when everything gets arrogant and just like kind of trashy.
Right,
but
right.
I open my mind, even when my assistant be like, oh, look at that. Like they're supposed to be my second eyes in this way. So it's just like, it's nice to have that, the different variety of people. But it is like, I do get a good amount of feedback.
I believe it. Don't y'all hear how humble she is, y'all? She's so sweet, y'all. So for any makeup artist, here's my last question. Okay. If I was a makeup artist in Wyoming or somewhere in Florida and I heard about you and I liked all your photos, seeing you on Fenty 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'm trying my hardest to become a makeup artist, how do I make it? Is there any way they can find you, or in the near future, will there be a way where you will be leading some sort of school or some sort of tutorial for these brand new generation of people who want to do makeup? Because there's a lot of people that look at your makeup, to be honest. Like, your portfolio is really out there. And then those that are really, really interested in makeup is looking at the credits like, oh, that's her name, and literally going up and looking over your work. Like, there's going to come a time where you're going to have to teach the nations, girl. And I think that time is kind of now. Are you ready for that? I feel like you're ready for that.
Yeah, I've done a few masterclass.
Oh, amazing. Oh, for real?
Yeah, I love them. You gotta tune into that one. I'm gonna send you links.
No, I wanna come.
Of them are private too.
Wow.
Like, you know, obviously since COVID and everything, it's like been online. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna definitely send you a link. But
that's
I'm down
cool.
to do some in person. I've done like maybe like two in person, but that was like, you know, 2019.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to like teach more people and just like show them a different perspective of makeup, because everyone's into like this whole baked, like, you
trends.
Know,
they're just following,
you know, these
specific trends. Trend,
yeah,
right.
But I want to really give them like a certain type of vibe, but it's my style, of course. And then teach people new things, because sometimes a lot of people, they come work with me, they don't know a lot of the techniques I know, because they're, you know, following the trend. Mm-hmm. They see other people doing it,
right.
Whatever it's that. But I want them to realize that, you know, art is about your perception and your
Definitely.
Whole thing as well.
Exactly.
And I want people to open their minds to that, as just not be so linear and be into one thing.
Right. Wow. Well, y'all heard it here first. She will be available soon with the knowledge for them pockets. You heard? Well, thanks, Raisa, for coming to the Sugar Service, baby.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad
finally.
You were able to stop by. I mean, yeah, like, this show is only for my friends to talk about all the amazing stuff they do because you guys are movers and shakers in the community and around the motherfucking world. Okay?
Thank you.
Of course. But one more thing before you go, baby. Yes. I do this thing every week, which is called the Carry of the Week. And I have to do the Carry of the Week with all of my guests because all of my guests are already carrying. So I want you and I to choose what we think is the Carry of the Week together today.
Dang.
Yeah.
What is the Carry of the Week?
What do you think is carrying?
There's a lot of things.
A lot of things is carrying.
Like even Virgil passing.
Virgil passing was definitely carrying.
Yeah, that was really sad.
I mean, side note, congratulations, LV face looks really good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. RIP Virgil.
Yeah, RIP Virgil.
Like, I'm trying to think.
I actually know what's carrying. LV's kind of carrying for even just still going on with the show and in hours calling it a memorial when you're one of the biggest houses who could immediately just shut things down and just grieved in peace. But
right,
I'm going to say y'all are carrying, but you guys have always been carrying. But that's the carry of the week.
Yeah, that was a lot. And it was super beautiful. And it did
it
have
was.
To happen. Because yeah. if it didn't happen, it kind of, I don't know how I would feel this week.
Yeah.
But it had to happen because sure. it was just like.
Just closure.
Yeah. It was like, and it was intense too. Yeah. Very emotional.
Yeah.
I definitely cried after
yeah,
the
yeah,
show.
It was a lot.
But it was a lot. And that was just like. It was super powerful too.
Yeah,
at the
I cried
same
watching
time,
the show. It was too
yeah,
much.
I cried too. I watched it alone, like at home in my bed, and I was like, just
the
started
funeral.
Bawling.
Yeah, the funeral
that's
was also really crazy.
Oh, the funeral was sad.
Yeah, yesterday. But
Damn.
We're praying for the family.
Right, praying for y'all, definitely.
Yeah. All right, Raisa. Once again, I love you. Thanks for coming
I love
to
you
the
too.
Sugar Service.
Thank
I'm about
you
to go
for
get
having
my nails
me.
Done.
Yeah. Exactly. I need to get my nails on too.
Yes. Well, come again. Let's go together.
Okay. I'm All right. down.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to say thank you and give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place full of distraction. You can love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow. But just as sure as death and taxes, in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect all the flowers that they deserve. You heard? This week, we are honoring the living legend known as Miss Patti LaBelle. It goes without saying and without competition that Patti LaBelle deserves every single flower that she ever received. Also, I'm a huge fan. Obviously, this whole world is a huge fan. Beginning her career in the 1960s, Patti LaBelle consistently blessed us with a true voice like no other, true soul like no other, and true auntie energy like no other, which I love the most. And for that legacy, we honor you, Pat. Thank you. Carry the fuck on, girl. All right, sweet babies. Thanks for tuning into the Sugar Service. I am so excited for what I got in store for you 2022. And a special thank you to my sis, my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful sis, Raisa Flowers, for stopping by. Make sure you follow her because she got a story, you heard. See y'all next week. I'm out. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Saleh. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alubaby. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank Howell. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Well, special thanks to David Gagnon. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.